From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. Along with the Vizcaya, the Bacardi Building, and the Biltmore Hotel, the Deering Estate is one of South Florida's historical gems. It was built by early 20th century industrialist Charles Deering and once housed one of the most extensive art collections in our region. Also, a few paranormal experts claim the place is haunted. Well, now the stately mansion has become a wellspring for poetry. Sherry Clark is here. She's one of Deering Estate's former literary artists in residence. Her new book is Charles Deering Forecasts the Weather and Other Poems. Clark will be reading from the book at the Miami Book Fair International this coming Saturday, November 17th. She joins us now. Sherry, it's great to have you in.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, what do you have on your resume to land a job as an artist in residence at the Deering Estate?
Well, I think it begins with the creativity and the idea that an estate like Deering would really benefit from having somebody who was a writer. There are so many stories to tell. The artist village at Deering had existed, and there were some wonderful visual artists conveying the environmental splendor and just the sheer elegance of the estate. But nobody had put it into language yet, and that's what a writer does. And so a couple of years back, a friend of mine and I decided we'd propose the idea to them, and they liked it very well, and we began our tenure as literary artists in residence, and I was the first inaugural poet in residence for the estate.
You base the book on historical facts, but it is a work of fiction. How did you decide which facts to keep and where to veer off into fiction?
Well, I think I usually see myself really, in fact, I approach poetry really more as a novelist would. I really like to create character, to use the environment in a fresh and interesting way. I like to formulate plots and imagine what would real people do. For example, I imagined Charles had two daughters, that what if they were rivals, the typical case of sibling rivalry, which so many of us see in families. What if that were the reality? How would that play out? And so I imagine that through the poems that are written. So when the question arises, it's like, yes, you know, these are Deerings, but these are my fictional Deerings.
Charles Deering was a wealthy industrialist, art collector. I've seen his photographs. You know, he's got that Mona Lisa smile. He looks like a guy that owns about 30 watch fobs. What was so endearing about this guy?
Great question. He, of course, was the lesser of the two Deering brothers. We all know James Deering, who was the founder of Vizcaya and the builder of that great estate and landmark here in Miami. James Deering was actually Charles's half-brother and was the more flamboyant type. He loved the glitz and the glam, and I think Vizcaya shows that. Charles, the older brother, was a little bit more serious, more private, and so in some way, the estate that he created down in the southern part of the county reflects that passion, almost obsession for privacy.
Sherry, in my travels, I've not met many Flaglers or Tuttles. Are there any Deerings left in South Florida?
Yes, in fact, there are some descendants of the family that still do reside in the area. But since the property was turned over to Dade County, they do remain very private. And we at the estate have always been very respectful of their privacy.
We've been chatting with poet Sherry Clark. It has been a pleasure.
The pleasure has been mine. Thank you so much.
And you can catch a reading of Sherry Clark's new book, Charles Deering Forecasts the Weather and Other Poems, at Miami Book Fair International this coming Saturday, November 17th. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DeMattei.